talk. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Right, thank you so much to everyone who's been involved in different aspects of the service so far. Can you guess what we're going to be talking about today? Memory, remembering. That's right. So, who thinks they have a good memory? Who thinks they have a good memory? Honestly, hands up, who thinks they've got a good memory for things? Yeah? Timmy? Yes? Deborah? Cordelia? Kay? Yeah? Lorraine, you've got a good memory? Great. And how do you remember things? Who's really, really good at just holding them in their head? Some people good at holding them in their head? Yeah? Who writes everything down religiously? Lots and lots of lists, maybe? Yeah? Who crosses things off their lists when they've done things? Does anyone ever do things, realise they weren't on the list, and then write them on the list and cross them off? I do that. I do that quite often. But isn't it satisfying? Yeah. So today we're going to be thinking about memory and remembering. And Jessica's memory game, it was interesting to see how some of you have obviously got photographic memories. You were straight away in there with, there was this and there was that and there was this and there was that. Others might have noticed certain things maybe in relation to church that you sort of think, oh yeah, I noticed that as well. I don't know about you, but I often come up with little songs or rhymes or things to remember things. Now, quite a few of you have been doing GCSEs and A-levels and things. Did you come up with little ways to remember things? Anybody? Or did you just let it all kind of soak in? Blank looks all round. I'll give you an example. When I was at school, I wasn't very good at chemistry. I just wasn't. I just couldn't get my head around things. So we had to do three sciences at the school I was at. So I wrote myself little songs to remember things. Things like, can I sing a short song? It's short. Hydroxide, chloride, bromide, iodide, nitrate, nitrite, hydrogen carbonate, hydrogen sulfate, bromide. Now, they all have a valency of -2. I've no idea what that means. What does that mean to me? Does that mean something? It does, yes. So it kind of got me thinking, okay, I can come up with all these little ways to remember things, but what do they actually mean? I did pass GCSE chemistry. I got a B. And the metals reactivity series as well. Hydrogen, potassium, sodium, lithium, copper, silver, ammonium. The first seven elements of the periodic table, yes? Yeah? Is that right? Is that right? You didn't hear me. Okay. The point is, life is full of things that we need to remember. Names and faces. I hear this off all the time. People go, oh, I'm not good with names. Who thinks they're not great with names? Lots of people. But actually, names are really important. It's really important to understand how somebody is known. What about directions? I don't know about you. If I had a sense of direction, that'd be dangerous. I don't know where I might end up. We have to remember names, faces, directions, dates, conversations, details. Often we get saturated with things that we need to remember. And we use lists, we use apps, we use mnemonics, we use rhymes, we use songs, whatever it might be. But sometimes we memorize Bible verses. And I bet many of us here have committed certain Bible verses to memory that you just carry with you. Who can give me an example, Kay? Give us the first line of Psalm 13, Kay. Just give me the first verse.
Well, it's from the Good News Bible. It goes, how much longer will you forget me, Lord, forever? How much longer will you hide yourself from me, forever? How long will sorrow fill your heart day and night? How long will your enemies triumph over me?
Thank you so much, Kay. That's the whole of Psalm 13. Brilliant. Thank you. And I suspect that there are many others within the church who can quote particular Bible verses that you carry with you. right? Because you just hold them in your heart. Now, I felt moved today to think about memory in relation to God. And we know that memories change with age, with other factors, with the volume of stuff that we often have to hold in our minds, just from life generally, remembering to do so many things just to make general life happen. And sometimes we forget things. Sometimes we prioritize wrongly. Sometimes we're spinning lots and lots of plates and one of them might drop, not through any fault, just because there's so much in our head. But let's map this onto God. God does not forget anything. God is far beyond us when it comes to remembering things. But because of God's supreme, unending, perfect, and enduring love for us, he sometimes chooses not to remember some things in relation to us. Because when we confess our sins, like we did earlier, God forgives us, and he chooses not to remember those sins. Let's have a look at the readings that we have heard today. So, you might want to open your Bibles up to Psalm 77, which Jessica kindly brought us. It's on page 589 of the Pew Bible. And the reason I chose this psalm, and there are many references to God remembering things in the Bible. It took me a very long time to decide on the readings because there are so many examples. But if you look at Psalm 77, it makes mention of remembering how God helps us. So here you've got the psalmist, that's the person that wrote the psalm, making mention of how God helps us. So verse 3, I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. There's that kind of sense of when we're challenged by the complexities of life, we need to go back to remembering how God is good to us, how God is continuously good to us. Verse 6, I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his love again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? But we know that it hasn't. And that when we're faced by those challenges, we need to go back to remembering that God loves us and meditate on that. Verse 12, I will consider all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. So even when things seem tough, difficult, we can be strengthened by the knowledge of God's love for us. Whatever is going on, whatever has happened, whatever will happen, God will remember us continuously. If we flip to our New Testament reading, which Marvellous brought us in John 14, that's on page 1083 of the Pew Bible. In this passage, Jesus is promising that the Holy Spirit will come and that it will remind us of what has been said. If you look at verse 26, it says, but the advocate, this is Jesus saying this, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. That same Holy Spirit is within us today, teaching us, guiding us. That Spirit helps us to help the disciples to remember what Jesus had been teaching them, and that same Spirit helps us. The disciples directly witnessed Jesus' ministry, his life, his teachings, and he left us that Spirit so that we could continue to remember those things. That same Spirit helps us to remember Jesus' teaching and helps us to apply it in our lives. So we need to intentionally remember what God's character is like, to learn from it, to grow, to be inspired, so that we can draw closer to him in our lives because he remembers us, every detail of our lives. So, church, let's reflect on God's goodness in our lives. Let's remember. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen, for the